A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Teten for Talmud. Sukkah Daf Beis, Sukkah 2A, pagination theoretically is page 3, Mazel Tov to Klal Yisrael and to Daf Yomi learners everywhere in particular, upon the beginning of the new Masechta, Maseches Sukkah. The Mishnah begins. Sukkah shigavoh lemayla me'esrim amo psula. If a sukkah is higher than 20 amos, it's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay still. And we will spend time explaining the Rabbanon, which is the way we paskin, that a sukkah is not allowed to be higher than 20 amos. For quick estimations, that's about 30 feet or 35 feet high. If a sukkah is not at least 10 tefachim high, quick estimation puts that at 40 inches. A nice case of that that's brought down is a battle trench in World War II. So some of the Jewish soldiers wanted to know if such a trench would be acceptable as a sukkah, if they could just throw some camouflage branches on top and use it as a sukkah. And likewise, as we'll see in a moment, it just needs three walls, so the trench at its end would qualify as a sukkah, and that's indeed true. V'she'ena givo asara tefachim, if it's not at least 10 tefachim high, v'she'en la shalosh tefanus, if it doesn't have three walls, v'shechamasa meruba mitzilasa, or if its sunlight is more than its shade, psula, it would be pasul. And therefore the criteria that we're getting from this Mishnah, not too high, not too short, it has to have three walls, and it has to have enough schach to be causing significant shade. Focusing on the first halacha of the Mishnah, which is that it can't be too high, the Gemara gives three insights into this rule. We're going to focus on two of them. Counting down from the top of the page, approximately 13 lines, you have an abbreviation towards the end of a line, Mem Nun He Mem Minohani Mili Omar. Minoani Mili, how do you know this? Omar Rabba tells us, the Omar Kro, it's based on a pasuk, Leman Yedu Doro Seichem, so that your generations should know, Kibasuko Soshafti Espinay Yisrael, that I settled the Jewish people in a sukkah, in sukkahs, that Hashem provided for us when we left Mitzrayim. Number one, that we had dwelling places. And number two, also included in this awareness of sukkahs, is that Hashem provided special clouds of glory to protect us in the desert. So the pasuk is telling us, Parshas Emor, where the discussion of Yom Tovim is, Leman Yedu Doroseichem, that your generations should know. And therefore Rabba infers, Ad Esrim Amo, until 20 Amos Adam Yodea Shudar Basukkah. A person knows that he's in a sukkah. Lamaila me Esrim Amo in Adam Yodea Shudar Basukkah, Mishum Deloshalta Ba'ina. But once you're above 20 Amos, a person can't see the schach, which is the main part of the sukkah, the function of the sukkah. That's why it's called sukkahs. Sukkah is because of the schach, Rashi on the Mishnah. And if you can't see the schach, then you're not aware that you're in a sukkah. Leman yedu doroseichem, so that your generations should know. Now, this concept of lo shalta ba'ena, that a person doesn't look higher than 20 amos, that calculation indeed shows up in halacha, in Hilchas Chanukah, where we're told that you can't put your chanukiah, your menorah, higher than 20 amos, because then it's not persume nisa and people don't see it. The Gemara on Amud Beis the first lines, tells us that those who argue on this drasha of Rabbah argue because Hahu Yediyah LeDorosi, that pasuk is referring that your generations should know that there should be a tradition about sukkahs. Not necessarily that the person living in a sukkah has to be able to see the schach. The Torah Tamima, in a fascinating insight, suggests that perhaps because the word Doroseichem is spelled without the vavs in the pasuk, perhaps it should be taken to mean Diroseichem, the people who are dwelling in a sukkah, that the pasuk has a double meaning, Migurehem, the dwellers, that's the type of word Dira that we're referring to, and not generations, in which case Rabbah's understanding of the pasuk would be like with a double meaning, and he's getting an insight, Leman Yedu Dira Seichem, those who dwell in a sukkah should be aware that they are in a sukkah. And that's the first drasha that we have, the drasha of Rabbah, and even though we do not accept it lahalacha as a requirement, as the reason for why it can't be more than 20 amos high, but number one, the principle of Lo Shalta Ba'ena does apply by the laws of Hanukkah, that you have to be able to see the menorah, and more than 20 amos is invalid. This concept also is le mitzvah, the correct way to do the mitzvah, is to be aware that you are in a sukkah and that it's reminiscent of the dwelling places in the desert and the anane kavod, as is brought in Mishneh Berurah, Simen Tav Resh Chaf Hey. Dropping down on the page, we have the drasha that we do follow with its nafka minas, and that's the drasha of Rava, which can be found about 12 lines up from the bottom. The first word on the line is sukkah, and then we begin. For Rava Amar Mehocha, Rava tells us that we learn this concept of a sukkah not being allowed to be more than 20 amos high from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, Basukas teshvu shivas yomim, a person should dwell in a sukkah for 7 days. Amra Torah, the Torah is telling us, kol shivas hayomim, all of these 7 days, tse midiras keva v'shev bidiras arai, go out from a permanent type dwelling and live in a temporary dwelling. Ad esrim amo, until 20 amos, a person is able to build the dwelling place temporary. More than 20 amos, he has to build it permanent because the height of the walls would be such that it would cave in, it would fall, if it wasn't built with a level of permanence. Drop down 2 lines at the end of a line. Amar lei Abaye. Abaye said to Rava with objection, Ela me'ata, are you telling me, Asa mechitza shabarzal v'sika chagab anachanami delo avasukah? If a person did make his sukkah permanent, he made it out of metal walls. Are you telling me that because it's not a temporary structure, it's not going to be a sukkah? Amar lei, Rava answered, Hachiku amina, this is what I'm telling you. Ad chaf amo de adam osa diras adiras arai, a person could make it temporary, ki avad la diras keva nami nafik, even if you were to make it permanent, it's still fine, because the requirement of temporary is satisfied, no matter how permanent you make it. But lemaila mechaf amo, but more than 20 amos, da adam osa dirasa diras keva, that you have to make it permanent, so you're no longer satisfying the concept of a temporary structure because it has to be permanent, and therefore lo nafik, you would not be yotze the mitzvah. And that's exactly how we paskin, that it's only a structure that has to be built permanent, meaning more than 20 amos high, that becomes invalid. But if you built it shorter so that you could have built it temporary, we don't care if you end up building it permanent. You've satisfied the requirement of sukkah, As the Mefarshim say, it's inconceivable that the Torah purposely told you to build a structure that will self-destruct upon 7 days of use. The Torah is simply telling you the type of structure you build has to be able to be temporary. This concept that it has to be able to be temporary is a very powerful hashkafic insight into the Yom Tov of Sukkah, where there's a temporary structure. To illustrate it, a quick story of a young lady who liked to have everything just right. And she was engaged, and the chassan, to make a long story short, ended up breaking the engagement and told her, "I can't imagine living a life that everything has to be just perfect. You have to go to sleep at the exact time. You have to eat at the exact time. The temperature in the room has to be exactly correct." And the story of this young lady is that she took the words to heart and she started challenging herself. And she found that you're able to function even if the meals aren't perfect, even without a perfect sleep pattern, and even without the perfect temperature. And she challenged herself. And what she found is the principle that we see here by Sukkah, that certainly we hope everything should be perfect for you. We wish you only the best. But a person has to know that it has to be possible for them to have diras arai, that things aren't so perfect, and there are cracks in the walls, and the wind does seep in, and I'm still able to function. And if so, if you're capable, you're resolved, even if it's a diras arai, then certainly you can make it diras keva, and we wish you all the best. But sukkah has to be capable of being built as a diras arai. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.